Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie as we're set to go around the NFL here on In the Loop. But first, before we do so, we asked last hour, what's your favorite fan in the stand story is the question of the day. I did just want to mention a couple of these real quick that came in during the break. Someone said they caught a rose from Alanis Morissette at a show in the early 90s when she was up and coming. Show was here in Houston.
Was
at
it ironic?
Grocery store.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
To you and that song.
Yeah,
that's right. She was a wild one. Mm-hmm. And then I love this one from the 832. Had close to courtside seats at a Mavs-Warriors game back in the day when we were kids. They let us go in the tunnel to shake the players' hands.
Oh, wow.
My little brother walked out in front of Latrell Sprewell on accident and got a face full of his junk. He could never look at Latrell the same way.
I guess not. Hey, kid, how'd you get that black eye?
Yeah. Well, probably like, I know what he working with.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Funny story.
Yeah. He felt like PJ Carlissimo in that moment.
Yes.
So there you go. You can keep those coming in. Someone got a ball from Nolan Ryan, got it signed afterwards. That's cool. Anyways, let's go around the NFL. And perfect timing because the news just came out. They announced the award winners for the week. And your Houston Texans quarterback, C.J. Stroud, congratulations. He was named Offensive Player of the Week for that onslaught of the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. So a nice a little accolade heading into the bye week.
Yeah, big time. 23 out of 27. 244 yards, four touchdowns, 143.9 passer rating. Stroud gets AFC Offensive Player of the Week, which is interesting. Well, I'll play a little game with you guys. That is his third Offensive Player of the Week award in his young career. First one since 2023, week 9. Excuse me, week 18 of 2023.
Okay.
Week 18 of 2023.
That was the last game against the Colts.
Yeah. Okay. So that's his third Offensive Player of the Week award. Four Texans quarterbacks have won AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Can you name them?
Four quarterbacks. All right.
Got to be Matt Schaub with that.
CJ Stroud.
Stroud, Schaub, and Deshaun, you would think.
Yes. Yes and yes.
And then did Carr ever win one?
Figgy?
I'm going to say... I'm going to just shoot in the dark and say, I'm going to say Brian Hoyer.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh.
Fitzy.
Oh.
Week 13 in the 2014
what
season.
What was this stats looking like?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
let's
must
look
have
it up.
Week 13 in the 2014 NFL season. Here's the other thing that I don't know if it's interesting. I don't know if it means anything. But the most Offensive Player of the Week's of the Week awards, something like that, by a quarterback is 5 by Deshaun Watson. Second most is 4 by Matt Schaub. And this is C.J. Stroud's third. We kind of forget Deshaun Watson was on a tear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was on a tear there for a while.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, he did not play the previous two games. He comes in Sunday, November 30th, 2014. The Texans beat the Titans here in Houston, 45-21. The Titans were 2-10. Texans got to 6-6. Anyways, Ryan Fitzpatrick in that game, He went 24 out of 33, 358 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Oh, baby.
No turnovers.
Goodness gracious.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Yeah, so only 4 quarterbacks. Ryan Fitzy. Fitzy's one of them.
Oh, that was the game Hopkins had 238 yards against the Titans.
Yeah,
so.
Just throw it up to Hopkins, see what happens.
Yeah. Yep, so there you go. Congratulations to C.J. Stroud, latest offensive player. And as you said, first one since his rookie year, and so... You know, that's good to see. I guess that goes back to what I was complaining about yesterday of C.J. Stroud is back. Here he is now.
He had two in his rookie year, right?
He had two his rookie year and then this one.
The first one, the first one had to be against the Bucs, right?
The first one was week 5. Let me make sure here. Yes. Week 9 of 2023 and then week 18 of 2023.
Oh, week 9. Okay.
Yeah, that was the Bucks. Is that what
you
said, right?
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, Bucks and then Colts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, congrats to Stroud. Hey, elsewhere in the NFL, as we go around the NFL, we'll spend a little more time on this a little later on, so we don't have to dive too deep in it, but the Cardinals fined head coach Jonathan Gannon $100,000 for what happened on Sunday. Probably a surprise to some, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get – we'll talk about it more later, but were you surprised to see the fine come down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is a true – I know that there are lines that you can't cross, and he did sort of – he kind of flicked him is what I would call it, kind of flicked him as he's walking away with his hand. But it wasn't like – was would you call it like an aggressive
– I didn't even see that little flick part.
Yeah.
I just saw him as he's walking tearing away, into
kind
him
of,
a little
kind of like
bit.
Flicked his arm. And what surprised me here more than anything, it was the Cardinals that did it, not the NFL.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which, maybe there's more that the Cardinals have not liked. Is my point.
Yeah, unless that guy just flat out cried like a baby,
went to the NFLPA.
Yeah, because man, $100,000. It's not $10,000 or $15,000. It was $100,000.
$100,000. For yelling at a guy that gave away the game. And then, to be fair, kind of flicking his arm as he's walking away.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And it's so much for, player accountability. Like, the player made the mistake. No punishment for him. I'm sure he didn't get fined, maybe in kangaroo court or something. But, I don't think he's going to get benched or anything. And then the coach is the one that is upset because of the player's mistake.
Yeah.
Lets the player know, coaches him in a way, maybe a harsh way. Mm-hmm. And then the coach gets punished for trying
to. And they lost the game.
Right.
He lost the game. They were about to go up 28-6 with 12 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's an
excusable mistake. And the coach gets up in his face, which, I don't know, I think coaches do that. And I guess it was the little arm thing.
I
don't know.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's not Bobby Knight. Come on. It was a little tap.
Yeah.
What are we doing there? Speaking of fines, the NFL is fining Jerry Jones $250,000 for being the latest owner to give fans the finger at a football game. He did so Sunday against the Jets up there in New Jersey. Got fined $250,000. Did you hear Jerry Jones' excuse for this?
Yes, I did.
We have the audio from when he was on our sister station there in Dallas. Here's what Jerry said to explain his actions. He claims it was a mistake. He didn't mean to give the finger. Here was Jerry.
You know, that was unfortunate that was a kind of a exchange with our fans out in front of us. There was a swarm of Cowboy fans out in front, not Jet fans, Cowboy fans. And the entire stadium was brimming with the enthusiasm of Cowboys, and certainly late in the game. And that was inadvertent on my part because that was right after we'd made our last touchdown. And we were all excited about it. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand, but that was inadvertently done. And I'm not kidding. It was, if you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental, but it got straightened around pretty quick. I've had a chance to look at it. It got straightened around pretty quick, but the intention was thumbs up and then basically pointing at our fans because everybody was jumping up and down excited.
Do we
sell?
Buy?
Sell.
He meant to give a thumbs up. Instead, he gave the middle finger. Are we buying that excuse?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Sell. Oh, I meant. Oh, that's the wrong finger. I meant to do this. Finger. I meant to do the.
Who
thumb.
Make a mistake? It gives somebody the finger, man.
Nobody does that.
Yeah, by accident.
Nobody does that. And like inadvertently shot the finger at someone.
Come on.
Only Jerry Jones.
What excuse are you buying more, Jerry Jones or the woman stealing sunglasses in the airport that Figgy played yesterday? Which one's
Ooh,
more
that's
likely?
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to lean with the woman stealing the glasses. I don't know. I know she was caught on tape, but so was he.
She got to go in the bathroom, though. She got to go to the bathroom.
You've seen the picture, like, on tape. He goes from, hey, 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 and then he points at, like, an individual fan and goes, ah, right at you. Or back at you, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get these owners. I mean, whatever. Jerry probably doesn't care, $250,000 fine.
No,
but
he doesn't care.
He's not the first owner to flip the
bird
to someone. Right. But Adams, who was awesome.
Did he get fined for that?
He did. I don't remember exactly how much, but he leaned over and did the double bird.
Yeah. You can still see that picture out there. It was clear as day, too.
He did the double bird.
He was also up there like Jerry in age. And then Dave Tepper, a little different, I guess, but you know, throwing a drink at somebody. Like, I don't know what are you thinking?
That might be worse.
Yeah.
That
double
bird. Yeah.
100%.
Like, don't throw a drink on me. Like, that's fighting. That's fight type stuff.
Yeah, that's very offensive.
Yeah.
But these owners, I guess, just don't care. They're used to being in powerful positions and probably not punished very often.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, OBJ. You probably forgot about him. He just got suspended 6 games for PEDs. He was also on a podcast recently complaining about his time in Miami last year and how much of a mess it was.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't remember, because honestly, I didn't. He played 9 games last year for the Dolphins, had 9 catches, is not with any team right now, and is suspended for 6 games. Do you think we ever see Odell Beckham Jr. in the NFL again, actually, you know, playing for a team?
I don't think so. He's not as old as you think he is. Let me double check on this, but I want to say he's not.
He got to be about, what, 31?
Oh, he's 32.
32?
Okay. Yeah, he's 32. So maybe
that's
a year or two in there.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. So
yeah.
You don't think Kansas City would kick the tires on him, or maybe the Rams again?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if anybody would be those.
Yeah, he tried I want to say he tried Baltimore.
Yep, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
good memory.
He
did not play in 2022. I think he was still rehabbing the injury that he suffered in the Super Bowl. Then played with the Ravens 2023. Last year, the Dolphins.
He said he's interested in playing for the Rams, Steelers, Chiefs, and maybe back to the Giants.
The Giants? Why would you want to go back there?
Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah.
Why would you?
According to him, they sent him to Cleveland to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he kind of ruined the Cleveland organization on his way out, or his father, whoever it was, right, who was posting things about Baker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is – Odell Beckham Jr. is fascinating. Like, he was a Pro Bowler his first 3 years. He had that great one-handed catch. He had over 1,300 yards each of those first 3 years. And then he just kind of like faded away. I know he obviously went to Cleveland. He was still a big name, but he never had that same success that he did those first 3 years. Double-digit touchdowns each of those first 3 years, then never had more than 6 the rest of his career. It was just quite a drop-off.
Yeah, I think his last better year was that year he got traded to the Rams and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He ended up getting hurt.
And remember, he was hurt for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt in that Super Bowl, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But he was having a real good year with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, he was. But even there, he was still like that second option or that third guy. He wasn't the star like he was in New York.
That was the cup year.
Right, yeah. Yep. So he took the back seat. So we'll see if he ever gets back into the league. And then a couple other last things here. Just roster moves in the division. Jaguars placed their tight end Brenton Strange on IR, so he'll miss at least a month. But the one I did want to mention is the Titans officially. We were waiting for this, but they officially released former first-round pick Treylon Burks, who was on the IR. I think also wasn't happy. I think his agent asked for the release, too. They did release him. The reason why I'm bringing it up, though, is, you know, the Titans, we were talking earlier in our baseball conversation about tanking. The Titans obviously have had some down years lately. They've had some high draft picks, and that's the big knock on John Robinson, who's not there anymore, the former GM. Like, they didn't do a whole lot with a lot of those picks, and Burks was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And I'll raise my hand. I actually thought he'd be a good NFL player.
I did, too.
Yeah, it did not work out. But that's another thing that's really cost the Titans is, like, this is your chance. This is when you're supposed to rebuild with all these good draft picks. We'll see about Cam Ward. But they have missed on a lot of moves in recent years, and that's why they continue to be just this bad franchise.
And they gave up A.J. Brown for him.
Yes,
that's
they
right.
did.
Good point. Yep.
Yes, they did. And I do think he's going to be one that somebody takes a flyer on, sort of a reclamation project. And that's why he wanted to be released.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. I liked him coming out of college. Was a disappointment in Tennessee. He's had some injuries, obviously, including this year. We'll see what happens afterwards.
But. And don't sleep on the Brenton Strange thing. You know, he is considered like just a terrific blocking tight end. Has had a couple of other, you know, plays here and there. That's going to be a big hit for the Jaguars.
Yeah, they lose a weapon there for at least a few weeks. We'll see. Hey, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That was around the NFL. When we come back, Texans aren't playing this week, of course. Is this actually a bad time for the Texans to have their bye week? We'll talk about it next in The Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.